I am Anne Jones. I was born in St George's Quay on the 9th of the 10th, 1937. The family moved to 5 Winnett Avenue, Deepdene, with few houses, and we knew everyone. Kids played sport together in the street, and we had a bonfire on the corner of Ropley Avenue. There were sheep in the paddocks nearby that later went to market. We went yabbying in the creek in Gordon Street, and gypsies came and stayed in caravans near us. The main local drama I remember was a murder. A jury acquitted Winifred Teresa Walford, 40, of the murder of her husband, Kevin Hartley Walford, on the night of July the 12th, 1949, on the grounds of insanity. He died from 8 blows to his head in the lounge room. They lived in a white weatherboard Californian bungalow in Gordon Street, opposite Leonard Street. She said, "I don't know what came over me. I attended Deanwyn Kindergarten in the Presbyterian Church grounds. I then went to Deepdene Primary School. I remember air raid trenches which were built 6 feet deep with clay walls in the grounds of the school near the Abercrombie Street gate. Going into school, we marched in threes with drums being played by boys who were also ink monitors. They were involved in Sloyd Handmade Woodwork and Craft, a program that started in Sweden. I knitted baby singlets for the babies at St Gabriel's Ballwin. We often saw on Fridays the goods train from Deepdene. I did go to calisthenics at the Congregational Church Hall at Deepdene and to the Kew Swimming Pool. We shopped locally at Deepdene, for example, Bulpits on the corner of Pretoria Street for groceries. I would ride my bike and make an order, which would be home delivered. We also bought meat, fruit and vegetables and went to Miss Bennett's haberdashery in Deepdene. My parents were friendly with an English migrant couple, the Reynolds, who ran the Golden Fleece service station opposite the Palace Cinema. We also went to buy pharmacy items at the United Friendly Society dispensary. On Saturdays, we caught a tram going to the Kookaburra Cake Shop, where we would buy Neenish tarts, Lamingtons and Boston bun. The Wright's Deli staff sold us sausages, bacon and rabbit pieces. I also went to Bill Purton, the dentist, and Straw's Haberdashery in Ballwin. I recall the money going upstairs in a tube and the change getting sent down in a tube. There was still a blacksmith near Ballwin Road on the northwest side of Whitehorse Road. My aunt had a millinery shop next to the State Bank. From the late 40s, I went with others on Saturday afternoons to the Hoyt's Time Theatre, where we paid a shilling to see a film. In my early teens, on Saturday afternoons, I went to Silk's Ballroom upstairs in Glenferrie Road to learn Highland dancing. At the Frank Payton Memorial Presbyterian Church in Burke Road, I did Scottish country dancing in 1958. I also met Ian Jones, whom I married there, on the 14th of March 1959.